The Wisconsin Dental Association is sponsoring the Give Kids a Smile event. The goal is to bring routine and advanced dental work to more than 5,000 children from low-income families. Over the next few weeks, they're working in cities across the state from Antigo to Superior. WDA President Dr. Eugene Shoemaker says the free dental work is their way of giving back to a population let down by Medicaid.
On the state's $4.4 billion Medicaid budget, less than 1% is spent on oral health issues. Our contention is that it's a lot better investment for the state to provide care early on because it's a lot easier to prevent dental disease from happening than it is to reverse it.
But Shoemaker says charity is not an acceptable health care delivery system, and he adds neither is the current 35% reimbursement rate to dentists offering care to patients on medical assistance.
We're not uncaring, it's just that from a financial standpoint, we cannot afford to take the loss. And the state has about 1 million people, residents, on Medicaid and Badger Care. And the state has promised to get these people care, but unfortunately they have failed to do so.
Through the annual Give Kids a Smile event, Wisconsin dentists have given away more than $4 million of dental care to nearly 30,000 children since 2003. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.